Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Family, we're back again for another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and TEDx speaker, Jonathan Jones, and I'm glad that you decided to join us today. If this is your first time rocking with us at the Speak Your Success Podcast, welcome. If you've been rocking with us on the journey thus far, we're glad that you decided to make another go-round. And without further ado, I just want to go ahead and get into today's sponsor for this episode. Understanding that the bulk of our listeners are female millennials. And ladies, I know you will love this sponsor here. So we're proud to announce our sponsor for this episode, introducing Betterness Box. With Betterness Box, monthly you'll receive products and offers curated to provide your transition into a life of intentional betterness into the areas of wellness, fitness, and beauty. The list is now open for our special premiere edition, shipping in May, including an exclusive launch bonus item only available in May's box. It's time to get excited and secure your subscription today. Limited slots are available. If you would like more information, be sure to visit betternessbox.com. That's right, betternessbox.com, ladies, because you do not want to miss out on May's exclusive box because it's special and it's premiere. So let's go ahead and get signed up for it because those offers will only go for so long. And without further ado, now we're going to go ahead and transition into our review of the week. And this review, this Apple review comes from Shoelace. And the review reads, wow. I love the flow of the podcast and the emphasis on the topics. Truly listened and I felt like I needed to self-reflect and level up. Do yourself a favor and subscribe. Much appreciation, Shoelace. It really means a lot that you're just taking the time and tuning in and rocking with us because we definitely appreciate your ears. And we also appreciate you taking the time to grow and self-reflect because that's what we're all about here at the Speak Your Success Podcast, challenging you to be your best self by speaking your success, believing in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. So now we're on episode 44. Many of you might have heard my backstory. You maybe have not. But either way, I'm going to go ahead and give you this quick rundown. 44 is the number that my uncle used to wear when he used to play basketball back in the Gap. 44 is also the number that Barack Obama, the president, the former president Barack Obama used to wear when he hooped as well. But also, those are two great men that wore that number. But in addition to those great men wearing that number, 44 was also my basketball number for JV for college when I won my junior college national championship, as well as when I continued to play at my four-year university. So I just wanted to share that little fun fact. So if anybody ever asks you, did I ever tell you something that you didn't know? Now you have something to tell these people. All right. Sounds good. Excellent. Excellent. So now at this time, we're going to transition and we're going to transition right into the exercise today. And today, the exercise specifically is something that you will need a writing utensil for. This is something that you will need a paper for. I'm not sure if many of you grew up in public school. Well, I went to public and private school, but they would give us a piece of paper and then say, now bend it in half because you're going to go hot dog style. So that was when the paper was basically vertical and then it was bent to where it was long ways more. So north and south was long ways of the paper. East and west was the width of the paper. And then they'd say, well, now bend it hamburger. And that'd be in half, basically, to where the paper was now fatter. However, today I want you to bend the paper in hot dog style to where if you're looking at hole punch paper or you're looking at loose leaf paper, then the three holes would be on the left hand side. And then on the other side, you would just have the rest of the paper and then you just bend it in half. Excellent. And now that you've already completed that, I want you to draw a line from the top of the paper straight down the middle of the paper all the way down to the bottom. And on the left-hand side of that, I want you to write priorities. Because the title of today's episode is Where Do Your Priorities Lie? And then on the right side of that, I want you to write reality. Yep. So on the left side, we have priorities. And on the right side, we have reality. And down the middle, you should have a line separating those two words. Now, I want you to take a few minutes and I want you to really just reflect. You can pause this if you need to after I give this first instruction. But I want you to write down on the left hand side, what are your three priorities? These are the most pivotal pillars in your life at this particular time. What are those three priorities? Is it finances? Is it family? Is it faith? Is it school? Work? Is it your entrepreneurial endeavor? Whatever those priorities are, I want you to take a moment. I want you to write down those three that are most pivotal to you right now in your life on the left-hand side. So you wrote down what's pivotal to you on the left-hand side. Now I want you to take a moment and on the right-hand side, I want you to write down how much time you invest into those specific areas of your life. And I want you to understand there's no right, there's no wrong answer. This is for you. This is not for anybody else. This is just for you. And maybe those who are closest to you just want to show it to somebody and have somebody to hold you accountable. But yeah, on the right-hand side, just directly across from each word, I want you to begin to match with those words. How much time do you invest a day into each area? So for instance, let's say your first one was faith, and then you go down and you would say, well, I spend about an hour a day investing into my faith, maybe reading a spiritual book, maybe taking the time to meditate, maybe taking time to pray. So just go down the line and you write down the time that matches best with that particular priority in your life. And as we're moving along, we don't want to hold up the show. So once you write down these, the most important areas in your life, I want you to take some time and I want you to begin to look at what you wrote for the time and as well as for the priority. Because some of us, we look at our lives and we say, man, this is really important to me. Or these things are really important. Family is important. So I have to spend time with family. But then when you look at yourself and you look at your life, you realize that you're not spending that time with your family that you said that you should be because they're that important, right? Or you say your business is really important. And then you go and we look and you don't ever invest any time into your business. You don't invest any money into your business. So virtually it's just a hobby. And I just want to be honest right here and just say that, you know, it's cool. And it's awesome to thrive in one particular area, but that's why I wanted you all to write down three areas, because thriving in three areas is more difficult than or more challenging than thriving in one specific area. And with it being NBA playoffs time, you might not be an NBA playoff watcher. I've watched a few of the games thus far, and it's the most basketball I've watched all season. But however, in basketball, there's something called a triple-double. And a triple-double, plain and simply put, is when an individual scores double digits in three different categories. So the triple is the three categories, and the double is because he's scoring double digits in each of those. And that is seen as something that's phenomenal for a basketball player. That's amazing because they are showing you that they can not only maximize what they're doing in one particular area, but they can do it in multiple different arenas. And that's what I want us to be challenged on today, because I feel that each and every one of us, if we put it down on that list and we view it as a priority, then if we're not putting as much time as we feel we should be, that just means that we need to become more intentional with our efforts and need to become more streamlined and more focused. And I'll be completely honest, when I first did this exercise, and I wrote down what my pillars were. Mine was faith, mine was family, and mine was business. And honestly, when I looked at my reality versus my priority, it wasn't adding up. I'll say I wasn't a triple-double by far. I was coming up short big time. That's right. I was coming up short big time. So then after I saw these, I said, well, something has to change. Something has to give. So I want to now ask you these two questions. The first question I want to ask you is, how much of a priority is that thing that you listed on your list? Because you have three of them. And then I told you already, we looked at the time for the reality. But now I want you to put a third column. I want you to put, how much of a priority is it? Is it high? Is it a high priority? Kind of like when somebody sends you an email and then they put the red flag on it, like, this is important, you need to respond to this ASAP. Is it middle of the way, like, sometimes it's important depending on how I feel? Or three, is it low importance, which might translate to just no importance at all? So that's the first question. And that's really just, if the hours aren't lining up with the priority, then is it really a priority? And then second, I want you to ask yourself, how can I get my priorities to become my reality? One more time. The second question is, how can I get my priorities to become my reality? And the reason I want to ask that is, just as we always talk about on this podcast, or as we frequently talk about on this podcast, that sometimes there comes a point where we have to snip off the fat. There comes a point when we have to stop going out so much and stop investing that time elsewhere, when it can be invested into our families, when it can be invested into personal development because we're studying about our business, when we begin to take time to now learn about our finances so we know what a mutual fund is, we know what an IRA is, we know why those things are important, and we know why we need to learn about them. So I just want to ask those questions, and I want to give us that assessment today, really to challenge us. And once again, this isn't to beat you up. If you feel bruised, if you feel battered by the assessment, honestly, I feel that that's a great place to be, because that shows you that you have area, or you have the opportunity for growth. And understanding that you have the opportunity for growth shows that you still have a pulse. And with you still having a pulse, that still means that you're still here, you still have functionality, and you still can work to make things different from where they were at this particular point. So I want you to be encouraged, and I don't want you to feel beat down. But if anything, if you're not happy with the numbers, if you're not happy with where you feel your priorities rank, then shift your priorities. In my book, I say, if you can't change the people that you're around, then change the people that you're around. In this situation, if you can't change the priorities that you have, then change the priorities that you have. All right. So, yeah, just take time to self-reflect and just really see where you are and see how you can move forward and move on to ultimately grow to be where you want to be in your life regarding your priorities. And now we're going to take a moment, and I just want to share with you that we love hearing from you whenever you chime in, if it be on Facebook, if it be on Instagram, or if it be on Twitter. And just to remind you, the handle on all of those platforms is SYS Podcast 1. If you're on Facebook, go give us a like. If you're on Instagram, give us a follow, or just mention us in your story so we know you're listening to us, we know you're rocking with us. And of course, Twitter. Twitter, we love Twitter, because Twitter, we can instantly engage with you and interact with you. So feel free to use the hashtag SYSP, and that way we can follow that hashtag, we can search that hashtag and connect with you and respond and get your tweets and get your thoughts and all those good things. So now we have a new segment that we added just a few weeks ago to the podcast, and this segment is entitled, What Are You Listening To? Because oftentimes people ask me, like, what podcast do you listen to, John? What podcast do you like? What podcast are you checking out? So as of lately, I've been listening to more podcasts than I've ever listened to before. And I've been listening to more so, I don't want to call them newer podcasts, but I've been listening to podcasts that referred to by way of friends, by way of other individuals, and also by way of me searching a little bit online. So now we're going to go ahead and get into the What Are You Listening To segment. And first up, we have Crystal Clear Podcast. I was just listening to this podcast earlier this week, and the episode that I was listening to is entitled Women. the most faithful, and the first to leave. Wow. When I tell you this episode was juicy, I'm trying to tell you this episode is juicy. Crystal hops on this podcast and it's named Crystal Clear because she gets transparent. I can respect her perspective that she shares with us and just the way that she, first of all, shares personal experience. She shares from her side and then she shares from the other research that she's done additionally. But this topic was so juicy and I was listening to it and I was like, this is some good stuff, Chris. Please keep this going. Keep the podcast going. I'm continuing to rock with you. Also, next up, we have Systems Saved Me. And this podcast is hosted by Jordan Gill. What up, Jordan? And the title of this one, this episode was How to Repurpose One Piece of Content to the Max. And understanding that most of the listeners on this podcast are entrepreneurial, or entrepreneurial minded, or maybe have their own nonprofit, whatever it might be, this is really beneficial for us to know because there comes a point in time where time is of the essence. And understanding that if we can record one piece of content or if we can record a certain amount of content, but then we can utilize it 5, 6, 7 different ways, then that allows us to save time. And ultimately, time is money. So, Jordan, I appreciate you for taking the time to do this episode because you definitely add major value with every episode that you do, in addition to you dropping gems on every track. So thank you, Jordan, for that. And then lastly, to round out the What Are You Listening To segment, next up, we have Power Banking, the Power Banking podcast. And this is hosted by Miss Jacqueline V. Twilley. And I caught the Negotiating the Best Deal Equal Pay Edition episode. And one thing that I can appreciate about Jacqueline getting on with her podcast or doing with her podcast is the tangible advice that she shares. It's unreal because the advice she shares, you literally can take this advice and then go and implement it immediately. No delay. You don't have to wait for it. You don't have to preheat the oven for 345 and then wait and then let the stuff thaw out. She gives you that hot and ready advice that's ready for you to apply ASAP. So I want to just thank those three ladies for the podcast that they have, for the information that they share. And we definitely have all the information down in the show notes. And be sure to check out their podcast, leave a review, rate the podcast, and help them grow their platform because they're adding great information and they're sowing into a lot of our dreams just by the information that they're giving. So be sure to check them out. I would definitely encourage that you leave a review because I did on all three of theirs and I'm definitely excited that I did it. So now there's no secret about this one. And we are getting ready to transition to my favorite segment of the week. This is always my favorite segment because I always appreciate having the opportunity to honor another individual into the winner's circle of the week. Give me the trumpets, please. Today's winner's circle of the week inductee is none other than a faith-filled millennial fly girl, empowering you to live your best life. Today, we want to acknowledge Kayla Garner. One more time, we're going to say her name is Kayla Garner, also known as the KG Lifestyle. But let's talk a little bit about Ms. Garner. She is an engineer turned entrepreneur, and she is the co-founder of the Betterness Box, which is an affordable self-care subscription service that will provoke your transition into a life of intentional betterness in the areas of wellness, fitness, and beauty. Kayla also hosts her podcast once a month entitled The Balcony. I'm truly a fan and I definitely can't wait until she drops her next episode. I tease her every once in a while. I see her because that she adds so much value through her podcast just by being transparent, being honest, and being open. In addition to our listeners who are primary female, who fall into that millennial category, I would encourage you to subscribe to KG's YouTube channel, because she not only shares beauty insights, but also real lifestyle content addressing not just the glamorous sides of life, but she also speaks towards the struggles that many individuals face, women and men alike. So if you would like more, if you'd like to find out more information about Kayla Garner, a.k.a. KG, we'll have all of her information down in the show notes so that you can connect with her on social media, as well as having the link to place your order to secure your Betterness Box subscription today. And, you know, personally, I know these things are moving pretty fast because I've seen the traction that they've picked up on social media. So I don't want you to be left out. I don't want you to miss out. And because we truly stand by KG, and not just the quality of her products. However, we stand by the humility and the character of her brand. So one more time, can we give it up for Miss Kayla Garner? Now we're going to go ahead and transition into the quote of the week. Today's quote of the week, we just wanted to ask you, well, we want to challenge you, really. Who will you serve today? I wanted to drop that on your heart because, you know, we all want to be served and we all want others to do for us. And half the time we're always trying to figure out what we're going to get in return, sometimes before we even give anything. So I just want us to reflect on that. Who will we serve today? Because the truest blessing is when you begin to serve somebody and you know that individual can't provide you anything in return. So it's not, I do this for you, and then when you make it here, you know, you give me back, or you make sure you pay me back. It's more so of, I do this for you because I love you and I want to just serve you. In the Bible, there's a verse that says, what you've done for the least of these, you've done for me. So today I want to challenge you. Who will you serve? Who do you know is the least of these that needs your service the most? Who are you willing to pour into so that their cup can overflow and ultimately they can pour into other people's lives? And it's closing time. I don't know the rest of the song. But before we get ready to get out of here, I just want to recognize one more Apple review of the week. Since we forgot last week, I'll admit, I forgot. I just didn't do any. So we're doing two today, and this is the second one. This is the two of two. And this review comes from Jay Isom, and he writes, great listen, very enlightening and positive. Jonathan's podcast is a terrific way to start your day off on the right foot. You can tell he spends a lot of time piecing his shows together. Thanks, John. More prosperity and success coming your way. Jay, we appreciate you, man. We really love that you're taking the time to listen to the podcast, but we more so appreciate the fact that you're growing with us as we continue to grow together. And that's what it's all about here at the Speaker Success Podcast. We're all about growth. We're all about progress, not perfection. So let's continue to grow. Let's continue to move. And also, friends, if you would like the opportunity to be the listener of the week, you still have that chance. We just ask that you would just go on Apple and just leave us a review, write us a review, and then we might shout you out next Friday when we do our Apple Podcast review, listener of the week. And if you would like more information on me, I just would encourage you, if you'd like more information on me, or if you would like to grab a copy of my book Process, which I'd love to sign for you, I would just encourage you to visit JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. That's also where you can go if you'd like to book me to speak at your next event. And always, friends, always, 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 you must remember, say it with me only if you believe it. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? Last thing, friends, I did not forget. I did kind of forget. But I just want to remind you all that the 21 questions episode, that is going to be next Friday. The 21 question episodes that you all tweeted in, you messaged in, you DM'd in, we are going to answer and unpack all of those questions next Friday. So stay tuned and be sure not to miss out.